Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everybody? Once again, it's Sunday. It's the weekend. I know y'all are ready to get back to work tomorrow, so we come back with another show this Sunday, and the topic is why social media has ruined relationships. Now, when people hear me say relationships, they think of boyfriend and girlfriend, but it's more type of relationships than boyfriend and girlfriend, but we'll get into that. On the line, we got Ms. Gabriella. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm fine.
I can't hardly hear you, homie. What's up with that?
What happened?
No, I couldn't hardly hear you. I hear you now.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm good. I spent the whole day sleeping, so.
Don't feel bad. I'm still in a nighttime schedule myself. Like, I'm working them nights. And so, I'm sleeping most of the day. But then I'm up all night now. And I'm like, shoot.
That always happens to me. Because, you know, when you have your own business and you're doing your own stuff, it's so hard to have a regular schedule.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, when you're hustling for a reason, you know, it makes you kind of want to do that. You get what I'm saying? And that's what some people don't understand. You know, we were discussing before the show that how people like to trick off their money. You know, and I was, you know, discussing also that, you know, I went look at some sound equipment and stuff. And I had a brother hit me up on my video say, brother, you need to get you a wireless mic, man. I know what he's saying. Basically, you know, you need to kind of upgrade your sound. Trust me, nobody hates my sound more than me. But that's why I say I'm about to drop that cash in 2 weeks to take care of that problem. Because, you know, if you don't be professional with everything you're doing, eventually you're going to limit yourself. So you got to upgrade yourself, cameras, mics, whatever, if this is what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So anything you want to announce with Gabriella before we get started?
The only thing I wanted to announce was to go on my website. It's www.gigi-asare.com, and on the right side of the screen there's all the social networks that I'm on, and you can just click and follow and like and share all that stuff if you want to, just to show your support.
Alright, well, show some support to Miss Gabriella. She's doing her thing. If you want to know about fashion and all the stuff and makeup, that's just what she does. That's her thing.
That's not all I talk about.
Well, what you talk about then, so I won't be lying on you?
I mean, I've been getting into fitness. You saw my blog post about the common myth to building a bigger butt, because I know some women have been getting tricked out of them, so I thought it would be good to share some information. Like, I even threw a few shots of Buffy the Body, but, you know, we're not going to get into that.
Oh, you threw shots? Well, don't just say you threw shots. What you mean you threw shots? Explain yourself.
Because I said that I don't think that women like her should be misleading people, because I feel like if you had some type of surgical enhancement, and even though she says, oh, well, I didn't get any butt shots and I didn't take any hormones, I feel like she must have gotten a fat transfer or done something.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't seem fair that she's going around giving people advice if you didn't really get that naturally. That's like me going out and getting bicep implants and being like, okay, well, this is how you can get some biceps.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're perpetrating a fraud on that. That's basically what you're doing. But this is the thing here. Before I get started with everything, we're going to get right into the meat of the topic. You can call in at 347-996-3350. We just some regular people. Don't be afraid. We don't bite. We not collecting no bills from you or nothing, so don't worry about it. You can talk to us. We just regular folks. You know, if you ain't checked out my YouTube channels also, you know, you check them out, The Advise Show TV, Ratchet Video Weekly. Now, more people starting to like Ratchet Video Weekly, I'm seeing, just by watching the comments. If you haven't seen that, check that out. Advise Show Throwbacks is another one I have. You can check out my website, AdviseShow.com. I'm about to do some new stuff actually on my website here coming shortly. So be on the lookout for that. But let's get into the topic. social media. Ms. Gabriella, why do you think social media has ruined relationships? Not only, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, but family, friends, coworkers. Why do you think that it has been happening?
I think the reason why it's causing so many problems is that it makes it so much easier to cheat on your boyfriend or your girlfriend, or even to start drama, because people feel like, okay, well, I'm behind the computer. I got my pajamas on. Nobody can see me. So people feel like they can just get away with pretty much anything.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen men get on these social media sites, and they'll probably, this is something I found that was real funny. They'll sit there and have a picture of them and their girlfriend as their little avatar or as their profile picture.
Yeah.
But then they'll still be going behind their girlfriend's back, flirting with girls all over Facebook and all over Twitter and MySpace and whatever social network there is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, well, it's just a little harmless flirting. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the girl finds out, they'll be like, well, I was just flirting. I was just having fun. It's not a big deal. And some people don't realize how much of a problem that can be. And then there's also how Facebook can ruin friendships, because I've seen it happen firsthand. I've seen somebody, let's say like a girl will get mad at her friend and then she'll get on Facebook and then do a little sideline diss.
Yeah, don't you hate when people be slick dissing on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh man, they're like I know somebody right now. If they see this show, whatever, contact me about it. But this lady, she slick disses a lot. And I'm like, and I even told her about it, you know, like, hey, man, why you keep slick dissing like that? You know, not toward me, but somebody I know. You know, why you keep doing that? No, don't be doing it on Facebook, especially when everybody see the slick dissing. It's not like you would send them a private message and you said that to them. No, you're doing it in front of everybody. Like, are you trying to get a reaction? It's like, then what, you want a bunch of people getting involved with it or what? You get what I'm saying? Like, why people do that? You know, just taking shots at people. Or, you know, people put their family business online, like on Facebook, and they beefing with family on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy that some people don't even talk to their family unless they talk to them through Facebook. They don't even call on the phone. They don't say, hey, let me call so-and-so, check up on them. No, it's, well, I got them as a friend. And then family has fallen out behind one family member getting mad and unfriended them on Facebook. Now, mm-hmm. What's up with that? If you unfriend somebody on Facebook, is it that serious?
Well, some people really do take it that serious, because some people literally live online. Like, you know how you see people that'll be up at 4 and 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. They're not doing anything else except sitting on Facebook, starting mess, and playing Facebook games all day. And their lives are completely wrapped up in Facebook. I've been seeing this one lady that actually took her cell phone into the shower. Like, when she was literally taking a shower with her cell phone in her hand, because she was on Facebook that much.
That's stupid. My thing is this. If you're on Facebook that much and you're getting some revenue somewhere, hey, do your thing, brother or sister. But they got people that sit on there all day for free, not taking care of their children, not taking care of their girl or their man, or they had a job. Everything is Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. You know, picking up the phone, Facebook. That's why they go crazy if the job come up with a rule that you can't have cell phones. And that's why some of the jobs go that route. Because, man, they won't stay off the phone. Like, it's not like, you know, back in the day it used to be where somebody just be talking on the phone a lot. But, no, it's Facebook. Well, let me mm-hmm. got this call coming in. Hold on.
Hello?
Area code 302, you on the show.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
It's your Vice Show?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, man?
How you doing? What's your name, brother?
I'm Alex. I'm the one who emailed you. I mean, you remember me? About the, you know, the thing, right?
Okay, whatever you email me something, but is it right now we talking about the topic or we talking about some side business?
No, I want to talk about the topic. I just wanted to let you know who I was.
Okay, the guy that talking about some radio show thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, like I sent you an email, so you can just respond to it from there. But what's on your mind about the topic?
I just want to let you know. I don't think.
Give me brother, give me a second. Can you turn me down? Because I hear you in the back. I hear me in the background.
Oh, okay. I just want to let you know that I never had a problem with Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I got most of my girlfriends from, like, MySpace and all that, because, like, I was so shy to talk to them in person. So I use MySpace, you know, to talk to them because it's so easy to talk to them, like, through, like, social media or texting. So actually, like, social media kind of helped me get into relationships because, like, it helped me with my shyness. But,
So you say social media, hold on, you say social media helped you with shyness. So before, you'd have never talked to a chick, like, walking up to her, but since social media, you know, if you send a hello to the chick, if she don't say nothing or she respond back, you can deal with that a lot better versus her telling you to your face, like, nah, you know. Oh, you know how some of them females are straight rude. Real rude.
Yeah, I don't know why they think that's cute. That's not cute. If you're not interested in a guy, you just be like, oh, you know, thank you, I'm not interested, and go on your merry way. You don't got to be like, who told you to come up and talk to me?
Yeah, they get a dude to cuss you straight out when you do that, because there's no reason for that. And then also, too, the brother talking about social media, you also don't have to buy him a drink either.
Mm-hmm. But you don't got to buy a girl a drink in real life either.
Well, I wouldn't buy him a doggone thing. I ain't starting off nothing with you tricking. That's tricking. That's from the start. You buy her a drink, you trick just to get her attention. Forget that.
She's only going to wish you for your money anyway, so.
Yeah. You know, and then, hey, bro. Now, Miss Gabriella, I'm going to never let her live this down. She said a statement one time saying that girls play games on guys just for fun. You heard how evil that is?
Yeah.
But guys be playing, they be telling the girls that they love them just so they can sleep with them. So don't sit there and act like guys are innocent, too.
We are innocent.
What?
We are innocent. We only say things that you want to hear because you're forcing a man's hand. Think about it.
Okay.
Every dude that say that, this chick is pressing this dude for some relationship he don't want, or he pressing him to say he love her. That's really, think about it. Am I right, bruh?
Yeah.
See, there you go. You got two dudes saying the exact same thing.
Yeah, but that's because you men. I mean, but how do you think the girl feels when she sits there thinking that she's in a relationship and he's only like, this is just somebody I'm just knocking down for fun, you know, until I can find something better. But in her head, he sat there and lied and said all this stuff to make her think that it's more than what it is. So I don't see a difference, really.
Well, she should have got to know him a little bit more and, like,
get,
you know, his history. You got to find out about his history, and it takes time to get to know a person. That's what people don't realize. You can't just talk to a person for like 2-3 weeks, then get with them. Like, you got to talk to them for like a while if you're serious about getting to a good relationship.
But girls don't want to do that. Well, I mean.
And I'm young, so, like, relationships to us is like, you know, like games. Like, you know, we don't take it seriously, you know. But I don't know about the older people. I'm young, so I don't know how it is.
Well, how do you, when you say you're young?
I'm 18.
Oh, okay. No, you don't take nothing serious. You don't take nothing serious at all. You're 18. You're about my age, 34, and you ain't got time to be playing them games. And plus, you done seen the games already. So it's like you laugh at them. Like female, come on. I ain't seen that already too many. By the time you get my age, you'll see a lot of games, too, and laugh at them, too. You know, so when you get my age.
I've been seeing some men. Are we going to talk about social media and old men, too? Because I had posted a status on Facebook a long time ago when I was on the Greyhound state. Like, I was in the Greyhound state.
Well, before we get started, what do you categorize as old men?
They were, I'm not going to say they were old, but they were too old to be doing what they were doing. They were at least in their late 40s, early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And this one guy was trying to.
Yeah, I know people who do that junk.
And then he was like, well, I mean, all I got, I can sit there and I could be texting different girls, and all I have to do is turn the text messaging app off, and I can sit my phone right on the table right in front of her, and the girls can be texting me all day long, and since I have it set so there's no notifications on the app, she won't even realize that somebody is texting me. And he's like, well, I mean, I don't even have a problem with my girl going through my phone because she never thinks to go click on the app.
They got dudes to do. Matter of fact, I know somebody who recently said that. I said, why you got an iPhone, bro? He said, why don't you get your Android? He said, man, nah, I'm sticking with iPhone because Android get me in trouble. I say, how Android gonna get you in trouble? He said, because of them apps you're talking about. He said, man, I'll get that my calculator app, and that's it. And you say, you know, everything with Apple is you got to pay for. You say, you know, you say a nigga like me ain't about to pay for nothing. So
Mr.
I said, all right. Yes.
Mr. I just want to say this. I think, to be honest with you, I think Android phones are like for like little kids. And I think Apple phones are for like grown-ups. Because if you think about it, Apple phones, like, you know, it's simple, you know. It's just like a...
I can't agree with you on that. I have both. I got an iPod Touch, which that runs like an iPhone. I like the operation of it. Then I have right now I got a Samsung Galaxy S2. I'm about to get the Galaxy Note 3 here next month. I was waiting for that phone. I like Android. Ever since I got the first Android, the G1, I've been hooked to it. And I see people with Apple, they have too many problems. Nah, y'all can keep that Apple myth.
I had too many problems with Android. I'm about to move to Apple.
Apple is okay for iPod and their MacBooks. I'll get Apple all day long. When it comes to phones, no, I stick with Android. I'll stick with Samsung.
Yeah. iPhone is just like an iPod. You just call on it. That's what my friend always says.
Yeah, something like that. But let's draw back to the topic.
Let's draw back to the topic.
We don't want to talk about iPhone. Anyway, so this is the thing. I get what you're saying, though, earlier when you were talking about you talk to chicks. The only thing about social media when you're talking to women is it opens you up to more women you wouldn't have seen. You know what I'm saying? Like versus you'd have went somewhere, you only around a certain amount of women versus social media, you know, you'll be around a bunch of different, you know, women at one time. Mm-hmm. And then you could speak to them. And like, but they got some dudes, though, that's thirsty. Like, and I tell people many times, I have met my wife through social media. That's how we got together. You know what I'm saying? So some people have horror stories about meeting people online. The times I've have met people online and actually got in a relationship, you know, or something, it's never been a bad thing. But see, I'm a good judge of character better than others, and I scream. Actually, social media is easier for me to scream you than it is for me being in your face because I can throw certain questions at you to see how you respond. And then, like, you can go through a chick's profile, and you can see the pictures she's posting, the things that she says, and you can really read who she is versus if she doesn't see your face and you don't know crap.
Yeah, like, I don't know why, but, like Friday, I tried to talk to this Asian girl. Like, she was very beautiful. I tried to talk to her. She was with her friends. So I was like, oh, man, I know they're going to cock block everything. I'm like, so I'm talking to her. So, you know, I'm trying to keep my cool because it's always like this. When I try to talk to a beautiful girl, you know, I'm not calm. I'm, like, very shy. I'm nervous. So,
but why? No, but let's back up. Let's start on that. Why are you shy, bro? Shy for what? They females. They sit on the toilet just like you.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's the beauty. That's what that makes me shy.
But
like,
nah, man, come on, man. Don't start that beauty. Don't start that. You guess you don't watch my Simps Anonymous videos. Don't start that. I mean, yes. It's okay to appreciate they look and say they're beautiful women, great, but don't let them think you think that about them. Just talk to them like anybody else, because the females that dudes act that thirsty over, that's the ones they don't want. The dudes that hardly pay them attention, just treat them like human beings, that's the ones they're going to want a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that right or wrong?
It's that's true. Right. Because, like, when you being all thirsty and acting like you've never seen a woman before and you get your eyes all big and you start sweating and stuff, it's like, have you, don't act like you've never seen a woman in your life.
That's how some of them act. And like, the thing is, yes, you can tell her she's nice looking and everything in the appropriate time, but just walking up on her, man, you fine. And I'm like, oh, man, dude, come on, bro. I mean, you act like she's the last food stamp card at the office. Shoot.
Food stamp. That's what you equating females to, food stamps?
Nah, I mean, just the way, you know how somebody just tried to get the last thing, that like they ain't got no more food stamp cards at the office, so you so thirsty for food, that's what you want? So you're going to go do anything you can to get it? That's what I'm talking about. Stop trying to analyze everything, Ms. Gabriella. Oh, brother know what I meant. Shoot. Give me a second. I got two people holding on here. Hold on. Let me see who this is. Area code 256, you're on the show.
Oh, this is Tamara. I'm just listening.
Okay, Tamara. Oh, yeah, you the one that left a message saying about... Okay, got it. All right, Tamara, I'll leave you on, but you can chime in anytime you want to.
Okay, thanks.
Eric Cole, 248, you on the show.
Oh, yes. Hi, hello. This is Kay. I was just...
It's who? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, sorry, this is Kay. I was just calling to, you know, I'm just listening. But I just want to say that I love your show and keep up doing what you're doing. You know, you have amazing points, and I just wanted to say that.
Okay, thank you for all the support. It feels good that people give me some good feedback, or even feedback that maybe some things I need to change. But, you know, we talking about this social media thing and everything, and everybody got some sort of social media story, whether it's family, friends, whether it's a relationship. But now let's jump back to this brother. Now, y'all on the line, so, you know, ladies, you can chime in whenever you get good and ready. Let's go back to this brother. There's no reason to be shy, man. Like, you know what? At one point in time, I was like that too, man. Like, say, I admit that. I was shy. Like, oh, man, I didn't know what to, you know, want to say something to him. You know, the thing is, when you're shy, you fear the turn down, right?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that I want to tell you. When I woke up, girl, like,
there's a lot of noise in the background.
Hold on, what? Somebody got some noise in the background?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. That's my noise.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Now, what'd you say, brother?
See, like, what makes me shy is that I'm still trying to find the words to say, like, you know, see, like, it would be perfect if I saw a girl I like and she drop her stuff on the floor. And I just come in, you know, pick her stuff up, be like, hey, you dropped this, and, like, you know, can I walk you to your class? And then, you know, we hit it off from there.
And then all she would say is no thank you and walk away. So you have to be able to just, like, just talk to somebody. Just don't even think about it. Usually when my way of getting around that is, because I'm actually a really shy, quiet person. Well, not really shy, but sometimes I can be. And I just think of somebody as like a potential friend, because when you think of somebody as, okay, I want to get into a relationship with them, the whole dynamic is different. Your whole energy is different.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I'm well known for, like, my witty banter and just, like, throwing shots at guys and just playing around because, and actually, I have a really, really easy time talking to guys because I just see them as somebody who could be a friend rather than, okay, well, he's cute, I want to get with him, because that's when you get nervous. So you can kind of just look at it, it's like, oh, okay, well, they seem interesting. Let me just go up and say hi and just talk about something and see where it goes from there. You can't really have that in your mind, like, okay, well, I see this girl, I have to talk to her, she's so beautiful, I might never get to speak to her again, and this and that, because just like one of my guy friends always says, he's like, I'd never trip over a female, because I know that tomorrow I'm going to see the same type of girl that's going to look the same type of way tomorrow. So even if you don't get a chance to talk to this one, there's always going to be somebody who looks way better the next day.
Hey, that's true. And also, you say find the words. Hello, my name is Alex. That's a good icebreaker. If she can't respond off of hello, how you doing? I don't know what else to say. And what she said about the friend part, I agree with that. It's better be just cool, just female. Don't be trying to get all serious with her like that at the jump, because you don't know who she is. I mean, it's a lot of people that put on masks every day, and they like they got it together. And you find out about it, and this chick is a raging lunatic, and need to be on bipolar meds. You don't know. But you got
to being on bipolar medication doesn't mean that automatically means it's a bad person and you can't talk to her.
Well, I'm talking from a sense of a guy. You start hearing certain things, you know, this chick is manic depressant and all the other stuff, and you were like, oh, ho, ho, I don't know, like that.
So you're saying that a girl this
is not up for debate, Ms. Gabrielle. I'm just talking to a young brother because we know what we're talking about.
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just saying though, that's not fair that you would actually say. What if the girl is actually a really sweet girl? Just because you have some type of problem doesn't mean.
Hey,
that
that's on him. That's on him. That is on him. Whatever I say is what people. You know, it's my opinion. People can roll with it. People can not roll with it. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, it's a lot of people do things that I don't agree with. It's a lot of things people. Oh, that's correct. That. There's a lot of things I do people don't agree with, or the way I think or whatever. It is what it is. I'm just saying, just from my personal experience and what I have seen, leave them females alone. But it's on another dude to do that.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to talk to my mom real quick. What are we on right now?
Lord
Jesus Christ in heaven. All right, let's get back to social media. We talking about females and everything else. Now let me ask you a question. Why do you think family take Facebook? I mean, would take their beefs to Facebook?
Because
they got family that do that.
They scared.
I think the people just want an audience.
They scared to talk about it in their face, so they thought social media, just like, you know, internet gangsters, like they would talk, you know, smack all day on social media, but when it comes to face to face, they won't say nothing. I think it's the same thing with families.
Yeah, they got a lot of family that would do that, and that's wrong because all the people that's on your friends list is going to see this, you know, particular exchange y'all having. And I remember, matter of fact, let's talk about my family. Me and my sister had, you know, a beef going on at one point. Well, I can't call it a beef, but it was a big disagreement. And I asked her to get my baby mama off of Facebook, and I explained to her why. And she, you know, had that attitude, my Facebook, you don't tell me who to remove. I said, but if you ask me to do something as, you know, being your brother, I'll do it. She didn't get it. So I unfriended my sister off of Facebook. I said, because not because of her, but because of I didn't want my baby mama having access to my life. Because that chick is so nosy. And I remember a long time ago I blocked her from Facebook. I don't even want her even coming nowhere near my personal Facebook page at all. I mean, anybody can look at my fan page, fine. But I don't do nothing personal. All my family is not on there. You know what I'm saying? If, a few of them are, but nobody knows who they are. You get what I'm saying? So that's the thing. Now, me and my sister, we cool because we got into it pretty heavy about that situation. But, you know, I don't know. We just Facebook haven't came back up. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I've been through it. You know what I'm saying? Because my baby mama's a manipulative, you know, oh, boy. Ooh, I can't stand her. That's what she do.
Mr. Avasho.
Yeah, but you ain't got to call me Mr., bro. Don't call me Mr. I'm your brother, bro. Don't call me Mr.
Brother,
hey,
I'm grown, so.
Yeah, I'm grown, but dog, I ain't 60.
No, I'm saying we all grown. If you're the age of 18, I mean.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
hold on, bro.
Yes. Yeah, this is Kay. I'm just calling. I called, you know, earlier and gave you the compliment. I'm just kind of wanting to chime in on the social media thing because you're talking about how it ruins relationships. And I think the important aspect is the online bullying, and that's actually happened to me, you know, when I was in high school. So
explain. Well, okay, explain that because I can relate to some of that. Explain that.
Okay. So basically, for me, I had been online bullied because long story short, I was a nerd in high school, and I had a crush on one of the popular guys, and he had a crush on me, too. Basically, one of the girls in his clique got really jealous and stuff, so they just started basically bullying me online.
And what did they do?
They just, you know, would write... Nothing. I mean, it wasn't severe online bullying, but it was just like, you know, they would just write some things here and there. So that was basically my extent of online bullying. But you know, I do think it's horrible, and it really can
I keep asking this question because online bullying is a lot of things. Were they taking pictures of you and uploading it and photoshopping it? Were they writing nasty comments? What were they doing?
Nasty comments, and actually, they had uploaded a photo of me. What they did is they uploaded a photo. It wasn't an embarrassing photo or anything like that. They had uploaded a photo of me and basically had tagged me as another girl. So basically just using me as an inside joke, like the butt of the joke. And I guess since it wasn't anything bad, so that wasn't horrible, but it was just kind of like there, you know, underneath comments, you know, on Facebook, they were talking about me, like, you know, just, you know, making me the butt of the joke. So that, you know, that's horrible because, you know, you can't put someone's picture up like that without their consent. And so that's just kind of crazy to me.
It is crazy when people attempt to bully you. I'm going to say attempt because, you know, shoot, I've been through that stuff, you know, the cyber stalking and the bullying. You know, I've been through it.
Oh, we all know.
You know, I've been
through it.
I got a guy made 30. Hey, I had a guy made 30 videos about me. Shoot, he created a whole YouTube channel trying to mimic me and Twitter accounts and he went. Let me tell you what he did. He went to my fan page one time and I posted a picture of my wife's hand because I gave her a ring for anniversary. This dude went to my fan page, took my picture, put up in the video, oh, look, look, his wife is white. I'm like, she's not white, but even if she was, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he making a big deal about it, and I'm just laughing about it, like, stalking. And then I remember, like, I was on my Twitter one day, and all of a sudden that same individual say, oh, look like I ain't doing this. How you say it? He said something, fact, but I mean, this dude was, I mean, stalking me. I mean, sending trolls my way. I mean,
he
Lord.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And let me tell you something else. Not only was he trying to stalk and troll me, but he was trying to stalk and troll Miss Gabriella, too. The same guy.
I mean, I didn't even do anything about it. I was just like, okay, let me just delete and blog. I'm not going to entertain those. I don't entertain stuff like that. I don't like drama. I don't like negativity. So I just delete it and leave it alone.
My thing is, like, how I've seen it, you know, now that I'm older, honestly, if they're not talking about you, then, you know, you're not really a threat, you know, so that's how I feel, you know, if I'm important enough to
that's
be
true.
In your mouth, if I'm important enough to be, you know, and clearly even back then I was obviously a threat. So, I mean, if you're not important to be, you know, just be talked about like that, then you're not really, you know, doing anything. So, you know, I take it, and I have my own, blog and stuff like that, so... As I got more viewers and viewers, I noticed I was getting more, you know, some trolling. And I was like, I was happy. I was like, okay, so I'm actually out there.
But they hate on your blog, but that means your blog is growing. That's why.
Exactly.
And if nobody was hating on you, that means that you're not really, because if you don't have at least one person hating, that means that you're not doing anything right. Because it's going to, because eventually people start getting jealous and they're like, okay, well, what can I do? And so they, you know, they try to tear you down, and they think that that's going to stop you from wanting to do what you want to do. But if any, if you're a strong person, that just is going to make you want to do more anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I remember one day they was messing with me about something, like, on my YouTube channel. I said, you know what, I fixed them. Just because they was trying to shut me up, I went and made 11 videos that day. I said, nah, what? You know what I'm saying? It's like, every time you push me, I'm pushing back harder. You know, on whatever I do and improving myself. So, like, if they pushing you in your blog, I would write 5 more blogs just because.
Exactly. And the thing is that my blog is just, you know, I had a picture, and, you know, like, my blog is, like, really about kind of uplifting. It's directing really young women. It's kind of uplifting young women, but at the same time doing the regular skin, hair, nails, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I got in, like, a troll comment on there once, and I remember I was like,
What's the address to your blog?
It's called kkzway.blogspot.com.
It's what again?
kkzway.blogspot.com.
Kkzway, or?
How you spell it? Spell it.
Oh, it's K-A-Y-K-A-Y-S dot blogspot.com.
Blog, let's see, blogs, because I want to see it now since you're talking about it. Yeah, I want to see it. Hold on, you say K-A-Y-K-A-Y-S?
Yes, K-A-Y-K-A-Y-S-W-A-Y.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, KK's way.
Mm-hmm. .blogspot.com.
Okay. Oh, all right, cool. You know that's what they call my sister KK, actually? Her name is Kirsten K. That's her name. But I'm looking. Yeah, this your blog. Oh, okay, you say you're an international girl with dreams and ideas.
Yes, I'm. You know, I've traveled around all over the world, and I'm in law school. And
you're currently in law school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What you taking up? What you gonna go into? You going into that internet law, copyright? What you gonna go into?
I'm actually going into, like, environmental law, you know, that type of international law, you know. So I'm going into that. My family's Nigerian, and I've lived in Canada. I've been all over the world, so I'm really into, like, international stuff.
Okay, good deal. Well, shoot, I hope you get a – oh, so you're African, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, I'm looking at your last name. That's why – how you say your first name?
Kalechi.
That's different. Miss Gabriella, that's some of your fellow African people, Miss Gabriella.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You look like you got yourself going on together. So I guarantee you that football player and that other broke down female ain't doing what you're doing today. I promise you they not. That's usually how it works. The ones in school that's nerdy, don't get no play, nobody want to be their friend. When they get old and adult, they become something. And them same people, it's like scrubs. You look at them on Facebook like, wow, you done gained about 80 pounds. Like, you ain't doing nothing with your life. Like, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I wouldn't even.
All the kids in my high school, that's funny. I checked all the kids in my old high school. Half of them have kids. They all working at Walmart. No disrespect to people working at Walmart, but, you know, they're really not doing anything. And these are the same people that were talking all this stuff about me. And then you turn around, and my life has just gotten better and better, and then their lives have just been steadily going down. And that's the funny part about life.
Yeah, I always thought about, like, the popular kids, like, yeah, they had their fun in high school, but they going to do it bad, like, when they graduate. And then the people they made fun of, they actually going to be somebody in life.
That's true. I'm kind of just, you know, I think it's great that you're doing the blog show on this. You know, it's not, to me, of course, that stuff, you know, any online bullying or anything, a lot of people have gone through it, thankfully. For me, it wasn't, you know, severe or anything like that, but it's really, you know, it's nice to...
But you know, that, but for some people, it can really affect them in a negative way, and unfortunately, some people even killed themselves behind it because
mm-hmm.
they didn't know how to handle it, you know, in the right way. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good thing that you're just actually making yourself better. You're going to become a lawyer. You're doing your own thing. I mean, shoot. I mean, you, sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But also too, like for me, you know, I learn from every situation. And my situation, I learned that you got to keep, you know, your private life out of this stuff as much as possible. If you're becoming, you know, more, you know, people that's bothering you like that, because people these days try to get you information, trying to find out where you live, who your parents are, they want to find out all this stuff. So that's why I used to, you know, go by my real name on all my stuff, okay? But once I start realizing, actually before it happened to me, I started noticing it happening to other people. And it,
mm-hmm.
so I just say, you know what, I'm going to learn from their example, and I'm not going to use my real name. I'm going to go with this. Now, some people still know my name or whatever it is, and that's fine. But, you know, I just don't really do it anymore for that reason, because people are just so – but I don't really have nothing to hide. You can, if somebody pulled my record, you ain't going to find a bunch of criminal convictions. Or I never been in no jail or nothing. So you can embarrass me on it. You know, or anything.
But with what, though? You haven't done anything worth...
No, but the fact, it's not really that. Some people want to find out where you live, who your family are, and that's my thing. You know, it's not about anything. I'm
that's creepy. Because I've seen, like, these jealous females, like, I've seen them actually do this. They'll sit there, if a girl looks mixed or she's mixed with something, they'll sit there and try to figure out what your parents are, take your parents' pictures and say, look at your parents. You obviously can't be mixed with anything because your parents look like this, and there's no way that you can be anything other than you can't be anything other than white. Which is kind of funny because I've seen a girl who was she's half white and half Asian, and then people took her pictures of her parents and pictures of her extended family and tried to prove that this girl wasn't mixed with anything. But it's like, but how do you know if that was, like, how do you really know anything about somebody's family based on pictures? And for all they know, the dad could have gotten remarried, and that could, yeah, maybe the girl has two white parents right now, but that doesn't mean that she's not, her mother was not Asian. So it's kind of, it's crazy when you see stuff like that.
I have a question, though. I'm sorry, I don't know if that was your name. Sorry, I think I'm not sure if I said the right name, but Advice Show.
Yes, ma'am.
These live broadcasts, are they, like, recorded? Just always curious.
Yes, ma'am, they are recorded. On Blog Talk Radio, it's recorded every last show, and then on Ustream, it's something new. It is recorded also. So you want just the audio portion or whatever, I mean, you can listen to it at any time on blogtalkradio.com/TheAdviceShow.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it was nice talking with you, and thank you for checking out my blog.
Yeah, I put it up on my fan page and you know, let people go check it out. You know, it looks well put together and everything. So I wanted to look at it while you was online.
Thank you very much.
Okay, it was good talking to you.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. Error code 954. You on the show?
How's it going, y'all?
Excuse me?
So how's it going, y'all?
Oh, what's going on? Who is this?
It's Angelo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Somebody that I met, he said he was going to call in the show. So.
Oh, okay.
Let's hope your phone doesn't break up or anything.
No. Can y'all hear me good?
I can hear you good now, bro. What's up? What you got for on social media, man? I mean, you had any issues on Facebook, Twitter?
The first question I got for y'all is what do y'all think about that? What do you guys think about that?
We already talked about how Facebook and social media messes up with
You gotta give us give me a specific question. In what way?
Why do you feel like relationship ends on behalf of social media, as far as Facebook goes, Instagram? I'm sorry I wasn't able to listen to your opinions because, you know, I was at work. I tried to call as fast as I could, but I was just trying to leave work. Because it's a very interesting topic. Because I want something specific as far as it goes, but I would like to know other opinions before I go ahead and jump into this topic.
Ms. Gabrielle, you want to give your opinion?
I don't think that Facebook ruins relationships. I think it's the individuals that can do it, because I've seen people that are dating somebody and they don't cheat with anybody through social media. Like when I was in a relationship, I had people try to come at me and try to tempt me through social media, but I was just like, you know what, I got a boyfriend. And you know how some people are like, oh, well, he don't gotta know type stuff, but I was just like, no, I'm not gonna jeopardize a good relationship off of Facebook. So it really depends on the person, because some people could see Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as a way of cheating on their boyfriend or cheating on their girlfriend without them finding out. But, you know, as the saying goes, what's done in the darkness will come to light. So you can't mess around. Eventually, someone's going to find out.
Of course, the truth is always going to reveal itself. But first and foremost, there's two ways of cheating. There's physically and there's emotionally. Emotionally goes as far as all these social media networks. As you just said, it was in a relationship. You had some other dude text you or send you, however that situation was, message you on Facebook trying to get at you while you have a boyfriend. You know what I mean? Now, there's always going to be somebody like that. There's always going to be one dude. I'm not just going to disrespect for anything to all the fellas out there, but there's some thirsty dudes out there that just can't hold their hopes and actually shit. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think that I never seen, relationships getting ruined by Facebook, but I just see people, posting, what's happening in a relationship. Like, oh, my boyfriend just broke up with me. Oh, I'm in so much pain, blah, blah, blah. That's all I see, to be honest with you.
That's the public stuff. You don't see the people sending private messages and stuff. That's why.
I mean, they shouldn't post. I mean, I don't think you should post your business about how your relationship is going on Facebook.
I agree with that. I don't think you should be posting your business on like that.
You're going to track guys.
You know how people post stuff is complicated on Facebook? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what that status means.
I mean, if I see you posting things about, I'm going to this and that, he's not treating me right, you're going to have guys thinking she's about to break up with her boyfriend, so I'm going to come in.
Exactly, and they try to talk
to her. And as soon as she even had to break up with him, he going to be like her best friend. And then when she going to need a shoulder to cry on, then she might cheat on her boyfriend with him. So, you know, that's how it goes.
There's too much going on nowadays.
I heard so much stuff about Facebook, man. People say, "Oh, Facebook, Facebook, Facebook," and I said, "Man, I don't get it. I guess I don't get it because even when I wasn't married, Facebook just wasn't. I don't know. I don't see how people do with that stuff on Facebook. I'm still trying to figure out.
I've never could get into it, but I've seen people do it. I've seen people go on Facebook, and if they're having a problem with their boyfriend, they'll sit there and change their status to you know how you can change your relationship status? So they'll be like, okay, they'll change their relationship
status.
That's
a perfect
single,
example right there.
And the guy will be like, wait, what do you mean when you're single? I thought we were in a relationship. And then they'll switch it to it's complicated. They'll be like doing little stuff like that, you know?
Now you change something like
that.
That's a big
thing.
Those posts like that, those main posts like that are the posts that the fellas go and they look for. They look for that post. Now, if a girl goes ahead and writes a post, oh, I'm going through this, I'm going through that in my relationship, that opens a door for another man to come in and start talking to this woman. Now, if the woman decides to respond, like I told you in the beginning of the conversation, there are two ways of cheating, physically and emotionally. That just created a relationship right there because she's having problems with her man. Now, this other dude all of a sudden stepped in trying to be a big, tough guy or however the situation is, and she starts feeding off his energy like, wait, he could be right. This is going on in my relationship, you know what I mean? So there's always going to be a problem in social networks, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, no matter what
it's not the social network, it's the individual. That's first and foremost. There's nothing wrong with Facebook,
absolutely.
Twitter,
you're
or
right,
whatever.
Right.
It's what you do with it.
Social media is the place that I've met a lot of my very close friends that I've had for years. So I'm not going to say that, you know, Facebook is bad because I've met a couple of my best friends off of, like, I met one of my best friends on YouTube. One of my other best friends was on a forum. And, you know, you can actually meet a lot of people through the internet. So I'm not going to say it's a bad place. It just depends on
what you're going to do. Yeah. I mean, because I know dudes like they got dudes like, straight up, and I've talked to them about that. Married dudes, straight up. I mean, married is all get out married, and they cheat on their wife all day long, and they on these websites cheating. And I've told one dude, said, "Man, why?" I said, "Come on, man, why you cheating on your wife, bro?"
But there's always two sides to the story, bro.
It's never two sides of the story when you're married like this. If you got a relationship problem that bad to the point that you're doing that, you need to get away from her. You need to go divorce. Go buy your business.
Yeah.
Why are you going to do all that underhand stuff?
What if you come home, you come home to your wife, and all she do, like you said, you got to get away. All she do is stay on the phone all day. What is that going to cause you to do? Get on your phone as well. You know what I mean?
Stay on the phone. What do you mean by staying on the phone? Because if you're talking to a married guy, so what you mean by stay on the phone? Because I can talk from that angle. Go ahead.
Okay, we can both talk on behalf of that angle. You get home. How, on an average daily basis, how much does your wife use her phone?
Rarely.
Okay, you're good. Good. I'm glad you put it.
Let's
ring
go.
On
the,
that.
Let's go with the
you're
hypothetical.
This,
you're saying,
this,
if,
this
hold on.
Home.
You started. Hold on. You started out saying if a guy comes through the door and his wife is always on the phone, okay, who she's on the phone with?
Who knows? That's what I'm saying. Who knows? There's some females.
He got a mouth to say, hey, you know, I want to talk to you or something.
Well,
he got a mouth to address
it. Some fellas don't have the authority. They're scared to go and actually say something because they want to lose the.
So basically, what you're saying he ain't got no nuts.
I
need to listen to what he's saying.
Okay, so, but what if a woman is like, what if the woman gains like 300 pounds?
But so what? You don't know why that happens. Some people gain weight over the years. Some people taking medication that could happen. When you marry somebody, you marry them for them. You marry because you love them better or worse. When you take those vows, it doesn't mean if you gain a certain amount of weight, you bail out. That's not the way that works. If you're going to be like that, you might as well stay single. Because what if you gain 200 pounds because you're taking some steroid medication?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that thought process in general.
That's foul, leaving because they gain weight. Like you said, if you love, you love to them. The money shouldn't even matter in relationship either or weight. None of those. And I agree with you on that.
But let's get back to what you were saying.
I
want to get back to what you were saying, though. You were saying if the chick's always on the phone, And what? That's all she does, stay on the phone, never talk to them?
It's a different situation as far as that goes. Everybody's relationship is different. Okay, let me explain my relationship that I was in. I would come home. That's the time. I used to work at a barber, so I'll go in and cut hair. Not every day is going to be a good day. You know what I mean? So
what city are you in, brother?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
What city?
Broward County, Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so if I come to Miami, I can get my hair cut?
Oh, of course, man. Hook you up with a clean, nice little tape, and I got you.
All right, man.
But yeah, I would leave every morning. You know what I mean? And this is me wanting to be in this relationship because of the feelings I caught in somebody I love. I leave every morning, go to the barbershop. Of course, we made an agreement that we will split bills. 400 to 400, rent is 300. Of course, there's food and all of that. Like I said, I'm a barber now, a career that I decided to go to school and get my license for. There's some days I'm going to be good. There really is some days that I come home with only 10 bucks in my pocket. You know what I mean? And and stuck in a relationship where I come home and half of the time she on the phone and she dealing with these friends and and I'm the type of person that's going to say something. Main reason why I'm not in this relationship now. But a girl ain't going to be honest to the full potential when you step that foot forward and you actually ask what's going on. You know what I mean? She's not going to be 100% with you. She's going to try to beat around the bush and explain, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. When half of the time she's on the phone, I don't know what's going on. So as soon as I try to say something like, what you doing about that, guiltiness comes in. And one thing I always do as well in the relationship is asking you consistent questions, feeling guilty, putting that on you, that means she's doing something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, well, she always on the phone all the time. She don't want to talk to you after, because this is my thing. Okay, you at work all day.
I probably didn't
home.
State it how I wanted to state it, but if you can get where I'm coming from.
Yeah, basically what you're saying, she's talking to whoever she's talking to on the phone. You come through the door, she'll hardly acknowledge you, so basically no communication. If you have no communication at all, it's just not really going to work. But I want to get back to what you were saying originally. You said you never know the situation why a guy, like say the married dude, is cheating. What? Give me a scenario that would justify that.
It's like I said, like if a girl, like a girl broke up with me, bro, because my money wasn't up to par. Okay. Now besides the phone thing, because my money wasn't up to par. Like I said, I'm barbed. Days it ain't gonna be like that. Now that's not the love I'm looking for. Like you said, if a girl gained weight, I'm not gonna leave her just because she gained weight. If my girl's broke, I'm not gonna leave her just because she's broke. Woman will go ahead and do that to the man and make us feel some type of way. Now I'm sitting here with every morning busting my butt, you know what I mean? Going to there trying to meet halfway, meet ends, and 1 week ends can't meet, and you're going to leave me because of that? That ain't the woman for me, bro.
Well, that's a female you shouldn't waste your time with. I mean, you need one of them, like, ride or die kind of females. That's the kinds you need.
Yeah,
you don't need
them
kinds like that. Because them kind of females you're talking about to keep you broke.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely correct, bro. I was broke for a very long time just to keep somebody out of life.
This is my thing, bro. The type of female you need to be able to eat ramen noodles and be happy with you.
Hey,
and see at a 5-star restaurant and be happy with you. Whatever it is that day. Okay? Now, all the time, you can eat it at a 5-star restaurant. You may have to eat ramen noodles. Nothing wrong with that. You make them ramen noodles in love and peace and be happy. Eat y'all together.
I need a woman of God, man. That's what I need, man.
That, when you find a female like that, you marry her. Because there ain't too many of them out there like that. I'm telling you.
Nope.
A lot of these females are garbage. They ain't worth your time. A lot of them are hoes.
All that did was make me like, is every woman like this? Like, that made, I promise
no,
you, bro.
No, not
like,
every
I love
woman
women,
is like
bro.
That.
I love women.
Not
I
have, every woman
I
is
love
like
women. I have no problem. I have no problem getting a woman either. But that just made me like kind of look at women that's like, oh my gosh,
let me tell you something, bro. I went like when I went through my divorce, okay. At that point, I was getting at a point where I was just getting a nasty attitude toward females. I was saying, all these females, all they want to do is take you for your money, use you for this, use you for that, and then I had to stop myself.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? That's not all women. That's the one woman that did that. Not all of them. Okay, so I say, because if you think like that, you're going to mess yourself up for meeting the right chick that's going to be good to you, you know, real, you know what I'm saying, the chick you've been looking for. But if you got this nasty attitude, and these females, they all the same, and you're not going to give that chick a chance. So you got to kind of keep that, you know, reservations about females with that one. Now, I understand you live and learn. If you see certain character traits in other females as like that one, then, yeah, you already know to cut her off. But don't just get an attitude about all women, because all women didn't do that to you. That's how I had to think. Say all women did take my money. All women didn't get me out of my house. All women didn't put me through the ringer. It was just one.
That's the main reason why I called today, to figure out questions for myself, you know, because every day you learn something new. But it did make me feel like it did push me away. And I love women, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't go the other way. I love women 100%. But it did push me away from a relationship, making me being scared to jump in a relationship.
But sometimes you gotta step back. You know what I'm saying? You gotta step back, just reassess yourself, and wait till you get to that point that you're ready again for that, too. Because somebody do you something, your feelings are all involved, your little feelings hurt. Because, you know, as men, we don't really get our emotions into stuff. So we do get our emotions into stuff. We, like, dive in all the way. And emotions is not, you know what I'm saying, that's not our area. That's more so a woman's area. They good at handling their emotions sometimes. Better than us, for sure.
Oh, no. A woman will leave a man, bro, and not even worry about it, bro. That it hits us at the end of the day hard, bro. You know what I mean? It hits us, bro. We got to deal with it. Or, like, what's going on, or blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But it's all good at the end of the day. We men, all I got to do is work, thank God, every day. Can't complain. And
yeah, man, you work,
forward,
you
like
hustle. Man, like this, man. You work and hustle all day. You never know, man. You may be cutting hair. May meet another chick that cuts hair. Y'all got something in common right then and there. Y'all both cut hair. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Hairdresser.
Y'all both in the, you're both in the same business.
I can never let a woman cut my hair. I just can't.
I used to be like that, but my barber's daughter, she cut my hair before and it does great. She did a good job.
Yeah, bro, there's some pretty good female barbers out there, man. You'd be surprised.
My dad was like that, so I was kind of like that. Like,
because your dad was like that, don't mean you got to do like that. I mean, if your dad, you know, scratch his butt every day, you got to do it?
Nah, I was a youngin', though. That was when I was younger, so... I mean, like, it's like, I remember my mom used to take me to a barbershop. It was all females. I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, and then this woman, she cut my
them females got to eat, too. I mean, and they want to promote their business on Facebook, too. And they should get the clientele from their Facebook pages, too. So, and you know, you talk about Facebook. You know, Facebook can be a good thing. Like, you know, if you have, like, business pages and fan pages and stuff like that to promote your stuff. It's not all bad. I noticed that those personal pages is the one that can make stuff bad sometimes if you don't watch yourself, what you're saying on there, too. And then I found out that if you just put family and friends on your Facebook, you cut out a lot. I mean, people that you actually know, that you met face-to-face, or you have just a close type relationship with them, that keeps down a lot of drama, too. You know,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't use Facebook anymore. I think Facebook is dead. I think it's like, in my state,
it's good for what I do. It's awesome for what
I do. Yeah, it's great for what I do.
Everybody's
on
Twitter.
Got a lot of fans.
Everybody's on Twitter.
I use both. I use Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Well, yeah, I use them all, too. I use that all of them to promote my stuff. I mean, because each website has so many million users.
Some people that don't have a Twitter, and I know some people that don't have an Instagram, so you have to, like, go bounce between each, you know, all three of them, and you can get a whole different audience. Because all my Facebook friends don't use Twitter, and if I said I wasn't going to use Facebook, then do you know how much that would limit me? So, you know.
Yeah, because each website, as we're trying to say, has unique users to it. So if you got so many million unique users to Facebook, and you got so many on Twitter, so many on Instagram, you kind of cutting yourself off if you're trying to promote your stuff. Like YouTube is one of the biggest platforms. I'm about to start putting a lot of stuff on Daily Motion. They have millions of people that on that. So you want to kind of promote yourself all over the place. I mean, but that's if you're trying to promote yourself. If you're not trying to do all that, then, you know, just have your little Twitter or whatever you're going to have, Instagram.
I miss MySpace. Cause, like, when MySpace was big, like, you could customize your page. Make it big.
It was HTML. That's why.
Huh?
There's a lot of HTML coding with that. So versus Facebook, it's just
That's a whole other generation, boss. MySpace. Oh man.
Yeah, I remember the MySpace.
I miss the old YouTube. Remember the old YouTube? I'm like, when it first started.
Yeah.
I miss that YouTube so much.
Back in 06, 07.
You got these. You got advertisements. You got all these pop-ups. I'm like, oh my God, I remember the
Hold on. I got to stop it right there.
Don't be talking about them ads now.
Put bread in to put some bread in somebody's stomach every month now. But this is my thing.
Yeah,
this
not
is my
thing, though.
But let me tell you something. No, Google ruined it, and I'm going to tell you why. Those advertisements were only for partners. Back when YouTube was back when it was. So if you saw an ad on somebody's stuff, you knew it was YouTube partner. Before, you know, prior to Google, standard accounts could not get money on it at all. Once Google took over, it changed all that. Say everybody can put ads now. And that's why you see them all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like that change, because really – back in the day, you had to work, like, you had to work at it to become a partner. When you became a partner, okay, now you got all these incentives now. You know what I'm saying? But now, like, anybody can do it. Custom thumbnails, that used to be a partner thing. The only thing that partners get, that standard accounts don't get, is the Google Promotion Network. That's the only thing they
don't
get.
That's what happened. So that's why celebrities had the most nicest popping pages. Because I'd be looking at their page, I'm like, how do you get their page like that? How come I can't get my page?
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like the old YouTube had customized pages. I made a custom page, you know, and everything. But they changed it over to this new crap. It took away my custom page. Okay, give me a second. Area code 323. Guess out of L.A. Right?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if is it messed up again? Since last time I called in, I guess it was like a week ago. Kind of loud.
Yeah. Yeah, you good. Yeah, you good, bro.
Okay,
yeah, what's up?
Nah, I was just saying about the social networking thing. I've kind of seen you and your boy. I don't even want to mention his name, but I've seen that going back and forth a little bit. Yeah, you know what? You know what it is, though, really, is you are a threat. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Oh, I know
that.
I know that. That's something I know.
He sees your potential. He sees your potential and where it's going and where it's at right now. And he probably saw the earlier part of your, I don't know if you want to call it a career, YouTube career, whatever you want to say. He saw it earlier on and how it was catching on, and then you got different angles because you got the Ratchet TV thing going too. So it's not like you're just hitting it with the topics that are coming around on WorldStar. You also have these different little branches of the tree. Whereas he gets on a lot. I'm not, like I said, I'm going to stop talking about him. But I know that when you say things subliminally, I know you're referring to your boy. So, but that's a trip. How?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Right. I ain't gonna lie, I do.
And he does the same thing to me too. I want to say this. I just want to say, like, and I'm not gonna say his name either. But like, I used to watch him, but like, I like you more because like you're more like friendly. Like you're not cussing and everything. Like him, like he can be very immature, like about things. But like sometimes he can make a good video. Like I'm not gonna lie, sometimes he can. But like,
I'm running this show, you know what I'm saying, and I won't take nothing from him. I mean, sometimes he do make good videos. I won't take that from
him. Like,
I mean,
does,
at
like,
one point,
like,
well, hold on, let me finish. At one point in time, I used to watch him, you know, a whole lot, and I was really behind him. But he changed his whole thing when he started just beefing with people, and I think that's what ruined him. Personally, I think he could be a whole lot further than where he is today if he would just, you know, quit that. You know, but that's him. That's his business. That's his life. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like you more because, like, you made me feel comfortable.
You know, my thing is, well, you know, I try to, with the cussing thing and all that, I always say I kind of want myself to be, try to be family friendly as possible because they got, you know, maybe you got some people who don't like all that or some people who are, you know, religious and they don't want to hear that, but they want to hear your stuff. And you don't want to be cussing every 5 minutes and turn them off.
Hey,
you get what I'm saying?
Harvey person, though. Come on.
And you never want to limit yourself either.
Yeah, because you're going to limit yourself. And you don't want to get to a point where you're not marketable. Because when you start cussing too much, you know, you're going to limit yourself to a certain market. But when you kind of limit that, and even if you do use it here and there, people can kind of take it. And it's just the kind of the way you do things. Not a Ratchet channel. I don't know how you know that. Do you know how that one got started?
I like that channel. But, like, I just noticed something. You stopped doing Ratchet Picks of the Week.
Yeah, I know.
I knew somebody was going to start coming. You know what? I haven't done it in a while. I know. I need to start getting back to it on Thursdays. I know.
That was my favorite.
All right. Well, y'all asking for it. Well, I guess I'm going to have to do it this Thursday then.
No.
If you're asking for
Thank
it.
You.
So the woman with the two hot dogs in her mouth, that was the most funniest. The stupidest thing I ever seen in my life. I'm like,
yeah. I
haven't done them in a minute, like I say, because I got so many. You know, I got trying to balance all these channels, you know, all this other stuff. But I'll make sure to do it this Thursday. I'll make sure because y'all
hey, don't stop, though, man. Keep them coming.
y'all don't realize how much work. Y'all don't realize how much
work. No, we understand.
So
I don't even.
You know, it's a lot of work for me to do some of this stuff. Sometimes I'm sacrificing sleep to do these videos. I mean, sometimes I work and my wife sacrifices sleep too. Thank you. I want to put that out there. And time, because I spend a lot of time on this computer, and she sacrifices some of my time for me to do this. I'll let y'all know that. And then when I go buy stuff or whatever, she with me and she cool with it. That's another thing. See, I got a great wife, and she lets you know she don't give me problems to do all this, because if she did, I couldn't do all this stuff. I really couldn't.
Yeah.
You know, she's very supportive of it, so that's why I do. Huh?
Is it lucrative at this point right now? I mean, I don't want you to tell me, like, exact figures or anything like that.
Oh,
but at this point, the stage that you're at, yeah, is it lucrative right now? No, I'm serious. Because thinking about doing something like that myself.
Well,
I'm going to
say this much. I'm going to say this much. It's worth my time. Put it like that. It's worth my time. You know what I'm saying? I don't do nothing. I don't do nothing unless it's a bottom line to it. You know?
Exactly.
I've had people tell me before, you think like a white man. I guess I do, because I don't do nothing unless it's a bottom line. Time equals money. That's what it works.
Show.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. If you love something, do it.
Yeah, for real. That's what it comes out.
If you love something, do it. That's what he said.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, sometimes I'll talk about something. Like when I did Ratchet Video Weekly the other day, I'm explaining to y'all what happened with that. I worked all that night, okay, at my job. Well, I still work. And I got off, from 6 o'clock in the morning. I worked, you know, from 4:30 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning, okay? Get off, come home, and then I had to get, I didn't even have the videos together what I wanted to do. Had to find those three. Then I had to shoot the stuff. And, oh, man, you know, I didn't get to bed till about noon.
You've been going through it, huh?
Noon. I didn't get to bed till about noon. After being up all last night, I slept 2.5 hours and went right back to work again for 4:30 p.m. So I'm letting y'all know, every once in a while, I may only get 2 hours of sleep doing this stuff. But I do it. I do it because y'all like it and it's... Wait a minute, wife. Because this stuff opens me up to certain things, and Christmas time, I don't want to hear nothing. Because you don't even know what I'm going to buy you for Christmas. So don't even go there.
Oh, man.
And, oh, she said she ain't say. Oh, yeah, the other day I was telling her I went to Guitar Center. Let me tell you what she said. We went together. I went and priced all this sound equipment, right? And because I'm about to start upgrading all his stuff. Letting y'all know between this month and next month. Anyway, priced all this stuff I need to come out to almost, what, $900, right? I say, fine. Okay, I get it. Next 2 weeks, I'll buy it. So, well, I told my wife, you ain't tripping about how much money I spent. She said, I don't care, because you're going to pay for a party here next year. So go ahead and get your stuff. I'm like, wow. I said, okay. So that's fine. Because they see, if you don't have that, then you can't make the extra money to put in this party. So go ahead and take it. Go ahead and buy it. You know?
You can't live with them. You can't live without, bro.
No. I can live with my wife. I don't have that. I don't have that problem. Thank God. I can live with her.
I was asking. You think the best place to look for a wife is like in your college? Nah, bro. Just pray to God, man.
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that. Like I said at the beginning of the show, me and my wife met online.
I think it really depends, because you can meet somebody from anywhere, but. You know.
Like, what'd you say, bro?
You know what it is, though, man? Not to cut.
Like, a lot of people, I think a lot of females in college, I think they're there to get educated and get a good career and make some good money. So I thought maybe as soon as I get to, like, university, I want to go to University of Delaware.
Don't let them glasses fool you, boy.
Yeah, for real, man. College girls, they wild out too, man. Yeah, it's
that age. I ain't nowhere in the world. If I was y'all, think about something serious. I mean, man, get your education, get your career going. That's the last thing you need to think about. Get your money first.
Hey,
so you don't be struggling.
All fellas out, no matter what I'm going through right now, man. At the end of the day, man, I'm not in a relationship no more. I just left a 2-year relationship. You got to make yourself happy before you make anybody else happy.
That's
so
true.
Y'all don't be stressing about no females right now, man. If you got a job, if you got a dream, go chase that first, man. They gonna come. They gonna come.
Yeah.
Like Boss Man said earlier in the conversation, some women you just gotta let them go.
The dilemma is like this, though. So, like, you want somebody that when you're broke or you don't have money or whatever like that, you want a female to stick around and things like that. So you say it's slim pickings to find somebody like that. The thing is, when you have money, it's slim pickings also because then you're dealing with a lot of gold diggers. So to weed through all of that.
No, that ain't true. You ain't dealing with a gold digger if you don't get chicks that's broke.
But see, that's what I'm saying, though. Okay, let's say you don't have any money.
You don't have to worry about it.
If this chick got something going on for herself, you ain't got to worry about her gold digging because she got her own money. Well, she needs something from you.
Yeah, bro. Don't mean y'all don't got to meet each other halfway now.
Let's be real like this, though. So when you're going out for the person that you're interested in or whatever like that, there's first impression and there's all these different things that come into play when you choose somebody or when they choose you. So, like, the person that chooses somebody that doesn't have it already together, you know, they're looking at that logically. They're not just saying, oh, I don't think he's a good person type of thing. They're looking at it, if they're smart, they're looking at the future as well. So, you know, it's a hard situation to come by somebody who's going to grind it out with you. So, I mean, where do you start? I mean, you say go to church and meet somebody in church.
That's
a lot
not
of people
true.
Are in their lives.
I mean,
go ahead.
You have to start by just doing making yourself happy, bro. It's going to come naturally. I've come to learn that. You can't rush something. You can't go out there looking for the perfect 10 you want because it ain't going to happen, bro. It ain't just going to happen like that.
Yeah, I used to think that when you try to look for that one, you're not going to find it. You got to let her come to you.
Yeah, bro, they got to love you more. They got to like you more than you like them, bro.
But like,
I have one comment in regards to the whole social media. What a lot of people don't understand, especially young men and women, you can use social media to advantage when you're trying to find, not find somebody, but when you're talking to somebody or trying to figure out a person, their Facebook tells you their whole world. You're looking for a good female that, you know, you want to settle
then
down.
You believe in lies, then. You believe in lies.
Now listen to what I have to say. Facebook, a lot of the time you may think is lies, but it's a lot of the personality of the person that is showing on Facebook. That's their personality. If you see a female, let's say you're talking to a female, you go into her Facebook. Now you see you on the outside, because one thing you need to understand, a lot of times men and women play the role that other people want them to play. In other words, if you tell the woman that this is what you're looking for in a woman, trust and believe, if they feel that you're the kind of guy they want, they will become that person for a period of time.
So you're telling me a woman will become that person because the way y'all feel about us.
Yourselves. Women will do that. Let me finish explaining. Women will do, for example, if you say, I want a woman who is not partying, not, you know, quiet, honest, sincere, and, you know, not materialistic. There are women out there that will literally become that person to fit your needs just so that they can catch you at that time. Men do the same thing. When a woman says, I want a hardworking, loyal man who's faithful, who's this and that, men do the same thing. They turn around and do their play thing. But what I was getting back into the social media is if you're talking to a female and you think that everything's fine, go into her Facebook. See how many guys she has as friends. And how many females she has, what kind of pictures she posts. You see half-naked pictures the majority of the time or pictures of cleavage or tight pants or, you know, all these guys commenting on, is that really the person that you really want to be with? Is that the person time with? Exactly. Same thing with women. If you think you're talking to a loyal man, But at the same time, you see they got like hundreds of female friends as opposed to then you kind of have to figure out, is that the kind of man you want? Because at the same time, you have to look at the comments back and forth. What kind of comments?
I was wondering if a guy posts a picture, you know, half naked, like his abs showing, to get girls. He's going through it.
Well, give me a second, man. I see a call coming on here. Let me see what this is. Area code 508, you on the show. I can hardly hear you, bro.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you sound like you're mumbling. Yo, are you close to your phone?
Yeah, I'm real close to it.
We still can't hear you, brother.
Sound like you're underwater or something. Can't.
Hello? Y'all hear me now?
I can hear you, but a little bit better. We'll try to make out what you're saying. What's up, bro? What's on your mind?
How about now?
There you go.
Yeah. How you doing, brother? This Big Raw, man. I'm just listening.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, but anyway, I don't know where Miss Gabrielle or no, but that was my wife talking to y'all about them
features. Yeah, I recognize her voice.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, now what she said about the dudes just not gonna be adding a bunch of dudes to their Facebook like that. I'm sorry, single dudes gonna add a bunch of females. They are. That's what they do. And when they get in a relationship, they have to delete them all. Am I right, men?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I delete my Facebook, so.
Do what?
I delete my Facebook because, like, you know.
Because of what? What's the reason why you did that?
Because, like, you can get in trouble with Facebook, like, you know, with the whole. Because I learned from a virus.
As long as yourself, as long as you're doing something.
Hold on. The dude asked me a question. What?
Like, I stopped getting on Facebook because what I kept seeing on your videos you post about, you know, cops looking at these Facebooks and, like...
Oh, yeah, they do. They watch all that stuff. Yes, they do.
You say the wrong
they watch
thing,
the Facebook.
And, like, people...
Yeah, you better watch
what
you say on there.
Yeah, and people, like, use Facebook to find people, you feel me? So, like, you know, I don't want people to know where I am at, what I'm doing, so, you know, I stop Facebook.
Well, as long as you ain't involved in nothing, bro, you have no worries.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But it depends on what you're saying on Facebook, too, though.
You're making it seem like you got people coming after you, bro. Like, you don't got to delete your Facebook because you worried about what people
are doing. Well, it's boring, too. I mean, I also did because it's boring. Like, trust me.
I mean, people, they have big video cameras that watch you in the supermarket. So you can't sit there and you can't hide from everything. The people, you ever wonder why you keep getting coupons from McDonald's? Because you go to McDonald's all the time. They're watching you. So, I mean, you see Google Maps. They watch you. You know how you can go on Google Earth or Google Maps and you can literally zoom in and look in people's houses and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, they are watching you 24/7. So you can delete your Facebook. You can be one of those weird people that don't even have a TV and a cell phone in your house because you don't want people watching you. Either way, they're going to watch you anyway. It's just, it depends on what you
it's
do.
What you're doing.
What you're doing online.
Every person that got in trouble, hold on a second. Every person that got in trouble with the Facebook situation, I've done stories on, they either threaten the president, or they said something very outlandish in a threatening way toward either a government entity or person or something. That's really what it is. They haven't been, hey, I went to the club last night. We had a good time. You ain't going to see the FBI show up at your door for that.
No, I'm talking about jokes. Like,
hey, y'all fellas,
like, make a joke, if my boy don't pay me back my $5, I'm going to whoop his ass in school tomorrow. Like, that's why I'm saying.
How many times can I type that?
So.
I don't be threatening people, but it depends on who you're threatening, too. And it depends on what you say. Now, me, I tell people don't be threatening people online. I say that. Don't threaten nobody because they call that FBI or the right person see that, then they going to come see you at your house. So it's just best don't be a keyboard warrior. Don't say nothing to somebody you wouldn't say in their face.
Exactly.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. The biggest reason why I delete my Facebook is I think it's boring.
Facebook is boring.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's boring. Get off.
Hold on.
Slow everybody roll. My brother wanted to ask me a question. What's going on, brother? You asked a question for me?
Hello?
Yeah, you had a question?
No, I was saying I appreciate y'all time, man. You know, I got to go. I do my little studio thing, too, on the side, man. I do music.
Uh-oh.
I appreciate y'all time.
Okay.
Yeah. Gabby got my contact. I'll be calling in a lot, man. Once again, I appreciate y'all time. Y'all have a wonderful day. All right, Gabby, I appreciate that.
All right, brother.
Hold on. Did you say you do music?
Yeah.
I want you to check out my cousin, see if you think you like him. His rap name is A Flight. A-F-L-I-T-E.
Hey, check this out. Just follow me on Instagram, man. Go see what the hype's about. D-O-P-E-F-E-A-T. Dope Feet. You guys have a wonderful day. God bless all of y'all, man.
All right. You too, brother.
Advice show and the listeners. You guys, are you familiar with the show Catfish, where they have people who are taking off?
Catfish one.
I've heard
of Catfish.
Okay.
I got Catfish.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Yeah, see, Catfish.
I almost died. This guy was so ugly.
That show is a hit, right? It's funny, but at the same time, do you think people, after seeing all this stuff going on, will continue to, like, ruin their relationship to go after what they think is the grass being greener on the other side? Because, I mean, these catfish people, some of them, they already have a relationship, but yet they see somebody like a model or somebody that they might perceive as out of their league, and then they go for the bait, right? And they're, like, on the sly doing their thing, and then when it's time to meet up with the person, they're, like, breaking it off with the original girlfriend to meet who they think is their dream person, and it's just not what it seems to be. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I've heard that show, but I have not watched it. Well, hold on. I think I know who this is. Hold on a second. I think you know who this is. Miss Vanessa, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right.
What happened?
So what's on your mind, Miss Vanessa?
Cut off.
I was just listening to the topic, and I was just thinking about my experience with social media. Like you were saying, I think social media is how you use it, because like Gabrielle was saying, she's met a lot of her friends, and social media is a way for people to connect with other people, but it also is a part of the person's attentions. Like, what are your attentions? I feel like if you're going to social media to just find friends and just to socialize, that's fine. But if you're going to social media to be slick and to mess around, you can't run around and say, oh, that's Facebook's fault. That's you. That's your intentions. I mean, like the same goals. Like, if you go searching for something, you're going to find it. I remember, like, during the MySpace age, there was just, like, so much drama at my school because people were saying X, Y, and Z about other people. People were fighting. People were trying to steal each other's boyfriends. People were making fake pages of each other.
What about the bulletin? Did they use the bulletins?
Yeah, it was just, it was ridiculous. It was
MySpace. MySpace is, oh, boy. MySpace. I'll tell you, MySpace, I've caught things on MySpace, too. Now, I mean, like with, oh, shoot. Boy, I can get into some stories about that MySpace and my ex. As a matter of fact, I brought up something she said on MySpace in court. So, yeah, I know about it.
When I was 14, I had MySpace. Like, when I broke up with my girlfriend, like, I was so immature with it. Like, you know, I used to, like, take her pictures, and I would, like, draw, like, you know, I would, like, write slut and all that stuff on the court. Like, I was crazy with MySpace.
Now, Ms. Gabrielle, I want to ask you a question, Ms. Gabrielle. You know, you say on Instagram, you said these guys are just leaving their numbers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I say, how many times?
Some girls be doing it, too.
Vanessa, has that happened to you guys, leave their numbers on Instagram or Facebook, just random guys?
Actually, after the MySpace age, I just said I'm quitting social media, so I'm not on anything. But I remember, like, during the MySpace age, like, people were so brazen just putting their numbers and putting their personal information out there. And I'm like, you don't even know that I'm a real person. Like, how do you know that I'm just not going to use your information and just trash your home or anything? I think people are just so comfortable.
Yeah, because, see, somebody crazy like me, I sit up there and call you on this radio show and start acting a fool. Just having fun with you because you left your number online. I do something like that.
You know what?
There's men and females. I've been seeing people on Instagram being real thirsty. Like, this one girl kept commenting on this guy's picture, talking about, you need to call me right now. And it was pretty funny because this guy was trying to always get at other females, but then he always had his baby mom comment on his pictures, talking about, I miss you, come home, and all this. And it should be. And then there was other times when I would see girls and guys leave comments or leave the number and be like, oh, call me anytime. And I'm like, you do realize that everybody on the internet can see that, right?
But look. See, like, I used to be thirsty, too. Like, yo, I was mad.
Oh, wow. Confessions of a thirsty Negro.
They got an app called, Kick, right? Kick.
Oh,
like,
man, I had to delete mine.
Like, that's why I used to follow girls on Instagram in my state, and I'd be looking for their kicks. Like, oh, she got a kick? I'm going to text her, you know, and try to get. I used to try to get with girls on Instagram, too. I would never leave my number, but, like, if you had a kick, I would text you on kick. So I think kick kind of helped thirsty dudes out there, you know, try to.
Oh, yeah. I had to delete mine because y'all men were just doing too much. People sending me naked pictures. And,
yes.
Oh, Miss Gabriella, Miss Gabriella, anybody left you their phone number in your Instagram?
They put their phone numbers in.
When? As of recently?
I deleted them. No,
I was about to say, we'll call them on this show right now.
But there's people that were in there. You know how many nasty little guys used to send me naked pictures? I don't know what the point of that was.
Hey, Ms. Gabriella, next time they do that, save it. We'll call them on the show next time.
Put them on blast, huh? The rejection is less painful on social media, huh? Because, like, if you see somebody in real life, a lot of times you might give them the eye to see if they connect with you or something like that. Or you might even have small talk, but you might not press the envelope and go to that next stage, right? But with social media, what happens? People with anybody, it's a numbers game type of thing. They're trying this one, they're trying that one, because they know that if the person says no, it's less penetrating. It's not going to even affect them. Whereas if it's in person, you feel it, right? So I think that's another thing about social media. It's just they don't feel the pain.
And people,
you know?
Guys be trying to be internet players too. And that's the funny part. Like, they'll be sitting there talking to multiple different, like, this is one guy that's trying to talk to me. And I just was like, I had a feeling there was something wrong about it. And so, because I would notice, like, every time I'll get on his Instagram, there'll be girls talking about, like, you know, girls, like, saying, oh, they need to call him back immediately and all this kind of stuff. And lo and behold, he was trying to be an Instagram player. He was talking to girls. He was following, like, he was following a ton of girls.
No,
and
but, like,
all he would do is get on Kick. Listen, don't cut me off now. He was getting on Kick and trying to talk to all these females and trying to get their phone numbers. And he would be, like, he would be basically giving, like, five or six girls, like, the old runaround. He would have, like, several different girlfriends that he would go and visit them. And he would, you know, he didn't have a place to live. So he would basically be squatting.
He didn't have a place to live, but he sure had the internet, right?
You have it on your cell phone, though, you know.
Yeah, but that turns me out. You got a place to live, but you got the internet and the phone.
I mean, I'll say this. I don't think anything wrong with talking to multiple girls because, like, you know, you got to because, like, you don't know which girl going to be like, all right, this, she's right for me or nah, she's not right for me. So, like, because, like, I would talk to, like, five girls. And then I will at least find one out of five that's like, oh, okay, I think me and her can work out. So it doesn't always mean they're trying to be a player. They're just trying to look for that girl, you know, fast. I mean, that's my opinion.
I think social media gives guys who are typically shy or guys who aren't, like, player or just jerk guys the opportunity, not necessarily the opportunity to be thirsty, but just gives them more of a push to be thirsty because all you need to really say is, oh, you're so fine, you're so sexy, what's your number? And then the girl gets all, like, gassed up, and then she keeps doing the same thing over and over again. And then when in real life, people just stop using their social skills because they don't have any social skills. All you have to say is, you know, you're beautiful, you're sexy on the internet, and then when you're in real life, you don't know what to say or what to do.
That's why you have about 10,000 girls online twerking because they're thirsty for them comments. That's what they're thirsty for. That's all they do it for. They don't even get paid for it. They don't even get paid. I mean, they do it for free.
I mean
you going to degrade yourself like that online? I mean, seriously? For free,
I mean,
for comments,
party,
for likes, for follows.
But when he do that party, is it degrading, though?
What?
When he do that party, is it degrading?
Okay, well,
like,
yes.
Like, what do you mean?
Answer. Like, how are they going to live that down when everybody found out? Like, seriously. Even some of these females that's just even twerking. Once they get older, they quit all that stuff, and they have careers, and they do all this other stuff they're trying to do. And then what if somebody just like just can't stand them, you know, finding that video out about them, about their twerking and everything? I mean, it's happened to many women. They've lost their jobs behind stuff they've done in the past online.
I remember when I was younger, we used to have, like, dance hall parties, and that used to be the thing we do on the weekends where, like, a bunch of teenage kids would listen to, like, reggae music, and we would dance. Some of the chicks would dance very sleazy, but that was before everybody wanted to be VH1 cameramen and post it on the Internet. So you can do those sleazy dances, and then that would be over. By the time next weekend comes, everybody forgot about it. But now, because everybody wants to videotape things and put it online, you can't live that down.
That's true. That's why you got to be careful, because everybody got – that's a bad thing about the cell phone. Everybody got a camera and have Internet access. After they finish recording you, it can be up on Facebook, like, quick.
That's why I'm scared to go out the house sometimes, because I'm like, I got to make sure I'm on my P's and Q's. You got to make sure you don't got your underwear showing. You got to make sure everything is nice, because you're going to end up on that one website, No Way Girl, or – dead, you dead wrong .com just because, you messed up one day, so you gotta, it's embarrassing.
Wow.
Well,
don't
people be taking pictures of the people, though? I've taken pictures of people before if I saw them looking crazy at Walmart, but, you know.
I remember somebody took a picture of my Air Force Ones because they was beat up. Posted online. I'm like,
oh,
man.
Yeah, Force Ones,
huh? He was talking about, like, how yellow it was on the bottom.
Oh, you know, with Negroes, you get clowned in a minute by some shoes. Oh, boy. But you want to get clowned, go by them with some shoes. Like, y'all so silly.
Nah, but you know what the funny thing is? You know what the funny thing is? When I went to an all-white school, nobody would, like, clown me on my shoes. But as soon as I go
they don't care. They don't spend $300 on those shoes. They're going to spend that money on an iPhone and an iPad. That's what they do.
Yeah, okay. And these same Negroes talking about your shoes be sitting there buying them two-pack Hanes t-shirts. But they got $300 shoes on.
Let me tell you something else that tripped me out, too, about and please help me understand this. How can a chick have enough, like, just brazen to tell somebody that, you know what, my weave costs $1,500? I'm like, somebody else's hair costs $1,500? Like, are you serious?
That's a shame.
Let me see this. This is so true.
Why?
Like,
hold on. Why, though? That's a mortgage payment. Like, why don't you get something inexpensive to put in your head that you want to do? Why $1,500? I'm not speaking against it. I'm trying to understand.
$1,500 is way too much. The kind of stuff I sell costs, well, I don't sell it, but I'm a representative. It costs about $400, but it's an investment, because if you keep buying that cheap stuff, you're going to have to keep putting it in. Like, you end up spending over $600, sometimes up to $1,000 a year when you buy the cheaper hair, because it doesn't last as long. But if you buy the more expensive stuff, you only got to buy it one time a year.
Let me put this out there, though. Hold on. I'm not against hair extensions. I believe weave is the new crack. I keep telling y'all that. And I really want to get into selling
hair. That's why I told you.
Because them Koreans making billions of dollars, and Negroes not making a dime. Now, y'all can complain about weave all day. Y'all need to start selling it.
I want to say this, though. Like, I think the reason why, you know, black people are, like, you know, poor and they're not making enough money, they don't have enough money, because they're spending their money on the wrong things. And I've been noticing, like, like, black people need to stop thinking about, oh, I need to get this Gucci belt, I need to get these Jordans, I need to get this. No, you need to save your money, pay your bills, go to college, get a good career, and invest your money. See, that's why I keep noticing. I'll be like, when I see white people, the way they dress, I'll be like, look at his shoes, look at his shirt. Bro,
dude, let me tell you something. Speaking about white people and the way they dress.
No,
like, this guy at my job, I didn't even know this. This guy is a straight up millionaire. The one of the guys that run the place straight up, got millions of dollars. You see this guy, he don't look like he got no money like that. You can look at his truck though and tell, hey man, he paid some, you know, he got one of them F-250 diesel ones, the ones that cost pretty, like about $40,000 to $50,000, one of them. But if you minus the truck, you look at the way he dressed, he look like he just working a 9-to-5, paycheck to paycheck, the dude got millions of dollars. I mean, that's how white people are. But it be Negroes, or be Negroes, shoot, get us as a quarter of it. We be buying Bentleys and everything.
They
you
need,
can
they
touch
need,
us
they
with a
10-foot
pole.
They need to know how to save money. That's the thing. See, like, I be knows, like, I don't want to talk about white people. Like, white people, like, they know how to save their money, and they know what to buy and what not to buy. Black people, like, it's like, I heard that a mother bought her son a pair of Jordans instead of paying the mortgage.
And that's what is wrong with black people. We want to pull man balls so bad. Like, and for who? For who? And that's the problem with a lot of black men. No, for real, that's the problem with a lot of black men. There's a lot of black men, they will spend money on clothes, shoes, and a car just to get a black woman, because if he don't do this, he going to be looked at as lame. He don't get attention.
I think that's a problem that we adhere to. It's something that we just adopted because, well, let's be honest, we're not even trying to impress nobody. No one's impressed that you bought $300 jade. Only other black people aren't impressed. Asians are not impressed because there's probably some Asian who can make a knockoff. Whites aren't impressed because they're the ones who own Jordans. No one's impressed with black folks. We always try to impress each other. We always try to one-up one another just so we can say, oh, I got this, and you don't have that. And at the end of the day, we're all broke while everybody else is making money off of us.
I never understand.
Why would you pay $350 for a pair of shoes? I'm like, if I'm going to spend $350 for a pair of shoes, those pair of shoes better help me get laid, get a job, and everything. If I pay $350 for a pair of shoes, I better talk to 15 girls, and I get laid by every 15 girls.
Y'all can say what y'all want to say.
The thing is,
but you know what? All them shoes are made in China. That's number one. So if you're ordering them from China, oh, that's fake shoes. Man, all your shoes you got on your feet came from China too, fool. So what you talking about is fake. How do you know it was real and what's fake and it came from China? I can understand if the real ones are made in the USA and the fake ones are made over there, right?
But who's going to really go in that much detail to be all up in your shoe to know, you know, there is a sneaker community online. People be trying to internet flex and trying to show off and show how much money they have.
Man, look,
this
check
is the
it
funny
out.
Part. They be living in some little broke down, looks like a third world country type apartment, but they have all these fancy clothes. They like, oh, look, I got Versace, I got Gucci, I got Prada. My girl got I don't know how to pronounce it, but red bottom heels, whatever they're called, Louis Vuittons or Louis, but whatever. And a Michael Kors bag. But it's like, where is that getting you, though? You spent $1,000 on some high heels. What are those going to, how are they going to benefit you? If you don't got it like that, why are you trying to show off? Okay, maybe you might. Yeah. And the funny thing is, half these people don't even get no more than 100 likes on Instagram, if that. So who are they really showing off for?
Dude, like, you remember when
they're not getting paid per like either.
Exactly.
Remember when the dudes used to wear these fake jewelry? I don't know if they still do it, but they wear like these costume jewelry type of things and trying to like play off as if it's real. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, the like mindset, they attract each other. You think that, oh, okay, you know it's fake. We all know it's fake, but it's attracting some of those type of girls because they're in love with that image. So you might say, why is this person all worried about Jordan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
it. You talking about that? You talking about that?
Them hood rats, maybe. but
yeah, well, no, you can't say it, y'all. No, no, don't just say hood rats. They got females with college degrees like dudes like that too.
But didn't we discuss like, a while ago that a hood rat with a diploma is still a hood rat? So I mean, you know.
Wait, what's with that Juicy J thing? What's with that Juicy J? I think
sports
scholarship. That's foolishness.
Oh man.
I did, you know, somebody had asked me, could you do a video about it? I just didn't because I just think that they're so stupid.
What about the Gerald Underwood comment?
I heard about the comment, but I haven't looked into it. I heard about it. What did she say about which comment, about the hair part or about her mom?
About the hair part. I didn't hear about her mom.
Okay, what's Gerald Underwood comment you talking about? Because she said more than one.
Because she was on one of those shows, I don't know, one of those like daytime shows, and they were talking about Heidi Klum. Heidi Klum was married to Field, and they have biracial children. And Heidi Klum cut her son's hair, and she said she saved it because she liked the texture of it, and she shaves everything about her son. And then one of the women, if you watch that Roseanne show, Darlene, that woman who plays Darlene,
yeah, Melissa Gilbert,
she had a son. When she had a son, she shaved the hair too. And then Cheryl Underwood was like, well, I wouldn't shave that nappy hair. Something of that sort. Like, I wouldn't shave that nappy hair. That hair is not good. And then when the Roseanne Darlene chick said she shaved her son's hair, she was like, yeah, of course you shaved that hair because that was long and slick and nice. I wouldn't shave no nappy hair.
Yeah, she's a comedian too, though. So you know that's her angle. You know, she's coming from that standpoint of she's trying to get a reaction. Whether she feels that way or not, that's like her whole shtick, right?
I think when she said it, that's how she honestly felt. And then when she got the backlash, she went on the Steve Harvey show and was like, oh, I apologize for it. I remember, like, there was a couple months back, she was on another show. I think it was The View or some other show. And they were talking about fake hair, and the woman on the panel had clip-ins, but she had a full head weave thing. And they were like,
show me your hair.
And she pulled out her hair, and it was just like a mess. It was like something went in there, a rodent went in there, died, and it was just being exposed for national TV. It was something I would have covered up. And then for her to make that slick comment, that's how she really felt. But she thought people were going to just laugh it off, and then a lot of black people didn't laugh it off because what she said is what she felt. She felt that nappy hair was just disgusting.
And that's probably why everybody's getting weaves and the Jordans, because it's their self-sabotage. You know, we were talking about why is everybody spending their money on these Jordans and this $1,500 hair and stuff like that. It's because we self-sabotage all day, man. It's like the comedian, yes, she's a comedian. I know that. But she's not the only one that's thinking that kind of stuff. These mindsets have been implanted in us through family, friends, and just our environment. So, I mean, that's the key. That's why people are buying these Jordans and they're broke. You know what I mean? That's why. And it just doesn't stop with her, though. So when are we going to stop the minstrel show? And how can we? Because, you know, the shows.
I'm not participating in the minstrel show. I am not participating in it at all. But like I say, I invest my money in the things that's going to end up making me money or doing something good for my family. Forget a minstrel show. If you see me buying stuff like that, you better, like I said earlier in the show, you better believe all my ducks are in a row and taken care of, and it's just extra money that I have.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with treating yourself. I have a few designer items myself, but it's like you can't allow that to be your main focus. Like, you can't be sitting there like, okay, I'm going to treat myself with this expensive stuff, but my lights are going to get cut off tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, like,
you said, you got the new iPhone 5, but you walking around here, you know, on food stamps and welfare. Like, I don't get that. But you made sure to get that iPhone.
Yeah, they got the iPhone 5, they got the Jordans, they got a fresh haircut, but they catching the bus.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you probably about to buy the new iPhone 5S. Not the 5C, the cheap one, the
5S.
look, the iPhone 5S, that stands for iPhone 5 same shit. I swear, it's the same thing.
I was looking at them.
Like I said, I told you at the beginning of the show, I'm going to get that Samsung Galaxy Note 3 next month when it come out.
Divine Show, I want to ask you this. I just started working. I'm in school, but I just started working, and I still live with my parents. And I want to ask you,
do you think I have the right to spend my money on Jordans, you know, fancy clothes and all that? Because, you know, I'm not grown yet. I'm not really grown yet. So I don't own my own apartment and all that. I'm not paying my own bills. So do you think
how old are you? How old are you?
He's 18.
18.
Were you in college right now?
Nah, actually, see what happened with me, like, I used to live in New York, and then I moved to a state, and my parents told me because of my birthday, I had to repeat to a certain grade, so that happened, and then, like, in ninth grade, I messed up, so I got held back, so it kind of looks like I got held back twice. I only got held back once, but I feel like the important thing is, like, you know, I got my mind straight. I know what I want to do. I'm going to go to college. I'm going to do all that. So, thank God to my aunt for, like, you know.
Okay, are you going to school, though? I mean, do you plan on going to school?
Or college?
Yeah, do you plan on going to school? That's the question.
Yeah. I'm in high school right now. So, yeah, I plan on going to,
Oh, well, yeah. I can't really come in one way. I would come at you a certain way, but then no, because, you know, explain your situation. You know, my thing is, you know, you want to ball like that, get your own house and ball. Don't be doing it in your mom and them house. You know what I'm saying? But if you.
I mean, I was allowed to buy things for myself with my own money, but still.
But like, I was going to do my first, like, maybe 3-4 checks I was going to spend on. The things I want, like, I want nice clothes, nice shoes. I'm thinking about getting that PS4. I don't know, I might get it next year. And then in the summertime, I'm going to start saving money for a car, saving money to pay for my college, and saving money for, like, you know, an apartment. So that was my plan. I was like, my first checks are going to be, like, for me, and then the next checks are going to be, like, okay, I'm going to save money for, like, a car, you know.
And how much of that money are you giving to your mom and them for the house, for the bills? How much of that's going to them?
I mean, to be honest with you, my dad told me, son, I don't want you to work. I don't need you to help me pay my bills and all that. But
okay, if he told you that, then you good then. If he told you that, he in a good situation. But take advantage of that and save your money. I mean, you buy your stuff, but put money to the side for that car, though. I mean, because it gets old asking for rides, especially at your age. That's going to cut down on your females, too, asking for a ride.
Yeah, like, because I remember, I wish I had a job when I was, like, 14, because, like, middle school, you had to worry about nothing. I was a
kid. It's not even legal to work that young, so.
I mean, yeah, but I really did wish when I went to middle school, I had Jordans, I had Gucci. I was thought, how many girls I would have God, if I was that
stuff is not what's gonna make you get girls.
No, it's not.
That's gonna let you have babies.
Then you can be designed out. Yeah, you're gonna get hood rats, which you're gonna get, especially at that age. I mean, I've seen people that are designed out from I've seen people that were designed out from head to toe, and they look horrible. So, I mean, they had like a fancy car, fancy clothes, fancy everything, and they were still ugly. They didn't get no time to play. And they were always mad because they were like, look, I spent all this money on this clothes and I still can't get no play and girls don't pay attention to me. That's not fair. You know what? This shoe better get me a girl and blah, blah. Like, the clothes aren't going to get you. Because the same, you know, the funny part is the same guy that's wearing stuff from that he buys them all on sale on the clearance rack will be the same guy getting all the girls while you'll be sitting there with the designer clothes looking real stupid, being like, man, I wish I had saved my money on something else. Because the clothes aren't going to make you. If you can't talk, if you just like, you said you were shy. If you can't walk up and talk to a female, all the designer clothes in the world is not going to change you.
Yeah,
If you get her with that, you might not even keep her because if you have your mouth loose and change.
Nah, my cousin did. Like, I wish my cousin told me how to talk to girls. I remember he used to tell me, like, you got to get these J's. You got to get these clothes for, like, a girl going like a guy that's fresh. You feel me?
And
where's your cousin right now?
I knew girls who would purposely go out for that guy who has quote-unquote gear. Not because they like them, it's because they always knew that they could get something out of them. Because you paid for something that is inflated, something that is totally overpriced,
people are going to come to you not because they like you, not because they want to be a friend. They want to come to you because they think
money.
That you have money. I knew a lot of girls who would do that. A lot of girls who would not necessarily prostitute, but who would sleep with a guy because she thought he had money.
But listen, I'm talking about high school. Like, high school girls are way different from, like, girls that are, like, 24 and 25. I'm talking, like, because I think, in my opinion, most high school girls, middle school girls, are not thinking about trying to find a guy that has a good job and all that. They want a guy that's, like, that has swag.
And that's what I'm talking about. Those were high school girls.
Yeah,
they weren't thinking about, does he have a job? They were thinking about, oh, my God, he has to wear his Jordans. Oh, my God, he's so cute. Oh, my God. That's what they were thinking about. They weren't thinking about, is he going to college? They wasn't thinking about if he has a job. They were thinking about, because he has the latest J's, because he looks fresh, he must have money. Therefore, I'm going to try to get with him.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the designer clothes, trust me. Get designer clothes. Get you some designer suits.
But you know what's so funny, though? I remember back in middle school where I was so mad. This light-skinned girl, she liked me. And this one, I was obsessed with light-skinned girls. I don't know why, but I was just obsessed with light-skinned girls. And, like,
Are you dark-skinned, brother?
I ain't black as hell, but I'm brown skin. I'm chocolate. I'm Hershey. You feel me?
Okay, I wonder, because like I said, us dark skinned brothers, we kind of got that bad.
Yeah, I find beauty in every girl. Like, trust me, I seen the most beautiful dark skinned girl in New York, hands down. Like, she was so beautiful. Like, I'm not that type of guy that I only date light-skinned black girls. No, I'll date any type of black girl. You dark-skinned, brown-skinned. I've seen beautiful dark-skinned girls, so trust me. But back to the story, like, this light-skinned girl I really like, I remember she stopped talking to me, and she started talking to this other dude, and, like, no homo, but, like, I thought that dude was ugly as shit. Excuse my language, sorry. But I was like, why'd you get with him?
Well, you're supposed to feel that way about every dude. I don't know why people even be saying that stuff. I mean, yeah, it's nothing about a dude. That's just how I feel about dudes. Every last one of them is like me, because I ain't got no attraction to them.
Yeah, that's how I think. That's how I think, though, right now. Because I think every dude ugly. I think I'm the sexiest dude. But, like, I was thinking, you know what? I think she got with him because he was popular. Because since I wasn't popular, she didn't really talk to me. But because he was popular, that's why she got with him, and that was during middle school. So I think it's unfair how we nice guys, if we're
okay,
nerds.
Okay, give me a second, hey, brother. Give me a quick second. I got a call coming in for the show end. So let me see if I can get this call in. Area code 843. You on the show?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of the topic. You know, about media influence, you know, media that influence relationships. I think it does. Especially, particularly with our sisters, you know, because of the TV show Scandal.
Uh huh.
I was talking about it. I was like, don't they kind of think that, you know, they kind of objectify black women, and they kind of jump on me saying that you kind of just kind of jump on me for no reason. Or movies like Monster Ball, somewhat, where they kind of portray black women as, you know, as something just a like a side piece, you know.
What you mean? Oh, okay. I know what you're getting at. But, you know, if you do the research on that, the percentages of black women that actually marry white men is only 9%. Actually, black men is the one that marry out more, actually.
And what's really amazing is a white man claimed that they, you know, they kind of, some of them, many of them kind of claim that they admire sisters, but they hate a black man. I don't kind of get that. I don't get that. It's like you hate a...
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's bring this back to social media. I don't want to put the race thing in it. Let's stick to social media. So, the social media part, what part of social media is messing the sister's head up?
Basically, you know, like television. You know, such a, like, mostly television, and I don't think music has really much, well, somewhat it does.
I mean, we're talking about social media as in Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, Pinterest.
Yeah, YouTube. Oh. Daily Motion.
Oh, YouTube. Oh. Well, I think, like, you know, some of the, like, you know, the bloggers that post, you know, disparaging things about, you know, maybe sisters or brothers, and, you know, and it got people thinking about us in a certain way. So I think more likely YouTube, some of the YouTube bloggers actually messing it up about relationship, and, you know, and he was calling himself giving the advice, but some of the advice I kind of look through don't be the right advice. That is my take on that.
Okay. All right. Cool, cool. So we got what, about five minutes and 47 seconds left on the show. I want to say here, hey, Miss Vanessa, I want to ask you a question. Oh, do you go by Nessa Logan on YouTube?
No.
No, okay. I thought that was you. Okay. Okay. Now I don't know. I saw somebody have that handle, and I thought that was you on YouTube when you had made like some comments. Let's get real, though. You got something to say here before we wrap this up in about 5 minutes?
Well, I was going to comment on what the brother just said. He was talking about how the bloggers and the vloggers are kind of mess people's heads up when it comes to relationships and dating, and say, okay, well, you know, you shouldn't mess with these type, you shouldn't mess with black women, or, you know, you should, or there's the people that really, really push for interracial dating. But it's like you can kind of take the advice that people on the internet give you with a grain of salt. Whenever I listen to somebody who tells me that, like, 90% of their beliefs come off of something that they watched on YouTube, it kind of just makes me scratch my head and say, are you that weak of a person that you can't come up with your own ideas? Like, you can't really think for yourself. You have to let somebody else usher you into thinking a certain way. And I've seen men completely never give a black woman a chance just because he saw things on the internet. So mm-hmm. you can't really allow somebody else's thoughts to really persuade you in that way. I mean, you can take it and say, okay, that's interesting, I might listen to it, but don't really, you can't really sit there and really, really get into, like, almost following somebody as if they're a god.
Gabriella, what's your blog spot?
www.gigi-asare.com. On the bottom or the right? Yeah, the bottom
you
right.
One more
follow button. Click it. www.g as in George. Okay. gigi-.
Yeah.
ASARE.com.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And hello.
Yeah, follow
I think,
me. Okay.
I think you are right, Gabrielle, with not taking people's opinion to the umpteenth power, because I've seen a lot of, not to go too much off topic, but I've seen a lot of videos of, like, black men saying, well, black women this and black women that, and it's just like, for how many billion people on this planet, and then take away the people who are not black, then take away the people who are not women, how do you come up with that conclusion? That would mean that you would have to know every black woman on this planet, which you don't. I think it's kind of preposterous for people just to jump on this bandwagon, and then they want to say stuff like, well, it was feminism, it was this, it was that. This conflict between black men and black women are continuing to be perpetuated by these videos. If you're going to talk about how feminism ruined the black family, you can't say, well, the videos of how black men should be interracial and how black women should die and be so should be so shameful for what they've done, about things that not every black woman has done, and for things that you've experienced that you want to throw on every black woman's back.
I agree with that. Let me see. I got one call trying to come in. We got about 1 minute and 46 seconds left. Let me see what they got to say. We're about to wrap the show up. Area code 347, you on the show. 347? Okay, guess they're not answering. Well, they got off. Anyway, yeah, you know, you can't.
My blog, okay?
Yeah, you can't. The thing is, you really can't make your opinion on a whole group of people based upon the experiences that you have. I mean, yes, a lot of times, a lot of us had a lot of similarities. And, you know, really at the end of the day, we all black people. We gotta find some middle ground to get along with. You know, black men are the enemy. Black women are the enemy. You know, at the end of the day, all you got is each other. I mean, because if a Zimmerman come down the street, he's not going to be looking for which one's the hood rat, which one's the thug. Where's the good Negroes at? Where's the house Negro at? They don't care. They're going to shoot.
The house Negro.
You know, oh, we got plenty of them on YouTube. Oh, we got plenty of them. You know, step and fetch, coon, whatever in the words you want to use.
I mean, the funny thing is a lot of them are actually starting to step down and apologize, so it's okay.
Shoot.
I don't know about
that. Give me the link to the apology videos. Send them
to me.
Oh, that's an old video. I seen that a long time ago when everybody cast him out and didn't want him to talk to him after he made that comment about Trayvon. And he come up there apologizing. That's not a recent video. I seen that a long time ago. No, Painless, he getting his little views now off of the racist white folks. So,
oh, okay. So I'm wrong then.
Oh, yeah. That's a long time ago. No, he getting his views now. He don't care. He getting them. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining the show. We'll let y'all know the next show is going to be. And definitely see you guys next time.